Life would be utterly impossible without moments with God. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. The hymn writer would sing, "Precious memory, how they linger." But if I could, I'd change the words to "precious moments, how long can they linger?" Moments with God, God alone, are precious indeed in a world that demands so much from us all the time. There are demands on our time, demands on our attention, demands on our wallet, demands tugging at our emotions every day. Work demands, finance demands, family demands, friend demands, relationship demands, even digital demands. Have I gotten to yours yet? I read something the other day that people now spend 3 hours or more in the digital world. Handheld, laptop, desktop. What in the world were we doing with those 3 hours in the first place before we were digitized? There are demands to the left of us and demands to the right of us. Jesus handled his demands, and surely his were a whole lot deeper than ours, by going apart to pray, according to the Gospel of Mark. Moses did the same before major decisions, and so did David before going into battle. Precious moments where the pressures of God opens you to a realm of new possibilities that make life utterly impossible. Precious moments that find you deeply embedded between wants and needs, gently pushing back the layers like an onion to find where you have hidden yourself away from the hurts and horrors of this present age, coaxing you to open to God's glory, which makes life not only utterly possible, but utterly powerful. Those moments when you realize that someone was working behind the scenes on your behalf. The moments of pain when God said a crucial word or made good on a promise to tip the balance of circumstances in your favor. There are those moments of decision when you languish between what was and what is to come, waiting for the Lord to nudge open the door to a new destination or maybe a new direction. Moments when you realize that God had your back all along, when you thought you were out there all by yourself with your backs against the wall. Moments when you realized that your fears were foundless and your faith was fearless. The moments of sheer delight when you were swept away in praise and thanksgiving, or the moment you discovered the sheer joy of just being alive. Oh, if those moments would linger a while, to drift, to dream, to follow the desires of your heart. Silent moments when all you could hear is God's still small voice whispering in your heart. Moments of sheer madness, moments of absolute delight, moments where God calmed your restlessness, ceased your wandering, a moment where your purpose found purchase and you move forward under the laughter of God's favor. Thank you, Lord, for all of those moments, the good, the hard, and the in-between. Life without moments with God would be utterly impossible. I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call. Be sure to enjoy every moment of every day that God grants you.